Welcome to Since You Asked with Jim Barrier on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Send Jim your questions about the Bible and Christianity to jim@cgmradio.com. Subscribe to Since You Asked by visiting us online at cgmradio.com/ask. And now, here's your host, Jim Barrier.
This will be the first installment of Prayers in the Bible. We begin in the Old Testament. There is a misunderstanding that God was not merciful until the New Testament, that somehow his character and nature changed from who he was in the Old Covenant. And yet, most of these prayers appeal to his mercy. In Genesis chapter 18, Abraham negotiates with the Lord on behalf of Sodom because his nephew Lot lived there. Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous people within the city. Will you indeed sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous and the wicked are all treated alike. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of the earth deal justly? So the Lord said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare the entire place on their account. And Abraham replied, Now behold, I have ventured to speak to the Lord, although I am only dust and ashes. Suppose the 50 righteous are lacking 5. Will you destroy the entire city because of the 5? And he said, I will not destroy it if I find 45 there. And he spoke to him yet again and said, Suppose 40 are found there. And he said, I will not do it on account of the 40. Then he said, Oh, may the Lord not be angry, and I shall speak. Suppose 30 are found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, Now behold, I have ventured to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there. And he said, I will not destroy it on account of the 20. And then he said, Oh, may the Lord not be angry, and I shall speak only this once. Suppose 10 are found there. And he said, I will not destroy it on account of the 10. And as soon as he had finished speaking to Abraham, the Lord departed, and Abraham returned to his place. Solomon's prayer of dedication in 1 Kings chapter 8 is like this. Listen to the plea of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place here in heaven, your dwelling place, hear and forgive. If a person sins against his neighbor and is compelled to take an oath of innocence, and he comes and takes an oath before your altar in this house, then hear in heaven and act and judge your servants, condemning the wicked by bringing his way on his own head, and acquitting the righteous by giving him according to his righteousness. When your people Israel are defeated before an enemy because they have sinned against you, if they turn to you again and confess your name and pray and implore your favor in this house, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel and bring them back to the land which you gave their fathers. And when the heavens are shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against you, and they pray toward this place and praise your name and turn from their sin, when you afflict them, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your servants and your people Israel. Indeed, teach them the good way in which they are to walk and provide rain on your land which you have given them to your people as an inheritance. If there is a famine in the land, and if there is plague, if there is blight or mildew, locust or grasshopper, if their enemy harass them in the land of their cities, wherever plague, whatever sickness there is, whatever prayer or plea is offered by any person or by all your people Israel, each knowing the affliction of his own heart, and spreading his hands toward this house, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and forgive and act, and give to each in accordance with all his ways, whose heart you know, For you alone know the hearts of all mankind, so that they will fear you all the days, and they will live in the land which you have given to their fathers. Also, regarding the foreigner, who is not of your people Israel, when he comes from a far country on account of your name, for they will hear of your great name and your mighty hand, and of your outstretched arms. When he comes and prays toward this house, hear in heaven your dwelling place, and act in accordance with all for which the foreigner calls to you, in order that all the peoples of the earth may know your name, to fear you, as do your people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by your name. When your people go out to battle against their enemy, by whatever way you send them, and they pray to the Lord toward the city which you have chosen and the house which I have built for your name, then hear in heaven their prayer and their pleading and maintain their cause. When they sin against you, for there is no person who does not sin, and you are angry with them and turn them over to an enemy so that they take them away captive to the land of the enemy, distant or near, and if they take it to heart in the land where they have been taken captive, and repent, and implore your favor in the land of those who have taken them captive, saying, "We have sinned and done wrong, we have acted wickedly." If they return to you with all their heart, with all their soul, in the land of their enemies who have taken them captive, and pray to you toward their land which you have given them to their fathers, the city which you have chosen, and the house which I have built for you, then hear their prayer and their pleading in heaven, your dwelling place, and maintain their cause, and forgive your people who have sinned against you and all their wrongdoings which they have committed against you, and make them objects of compassion before those who have taken them captive, so that they will have compassion on them. For they are your people and your inheritance which you have brought out of Egypt, from midst of the iron furnace, so that your eyes may be open to the pleading of your servant and to the pleading of your people. Listen to them whenever they call you, for you have singled them out from all of the peoples of the earth as your inheritance, just as you spoke through Moses, your servant, when you brought the fathers out of Egypt, Lord God. Hezekiah's prayer in 2 Kings 19. Lord God of Israel, enthroned above the cherubim, you are the God, you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, Lord, and see, and listen to the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to taunt the living God. It is true, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands, and have hurled their gods into the fire, for they were not gods, but only the work of human hands, wood and stone. So they have destroyed them. But now, Lord our God, please save us from his hand, so that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone, Lord, are God. Ezra's Confession in chapter 9. My God, I am ashamed and humiliated to lift up my face to you, my God, for our wrongful deeds have risen above our heads, and our guilt has grown even to the heavens. Since the days of our fathers to this day, we have been in great guilt, and because of our wrongful deeds, we, our kings, our priests, have been handed over to the kings of the lands, to the sword, to captivity, to plunder, and to open shame as it is this day. But now, for a brief moment, grace has been shown from our Lord God to leave us an escaped remnant and to give us a peg in his holy place, so that our God may enlighten our eyes and grant us a little reviving in our bondage. For we are slaves, yet in our bondage our God has not abandoned us, but has extended favor to us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us reviving, to erect the house of God, to restore its ruins, and to give us a wall in Judah and Jerusalem. For "Now, our God, what shall we say after this? For we have abandoned your commandments, which you have commanded by your servants, the prophets, saying, 'The land which you are entering to possess is an unclean land, with the uncleanness of the peoples of the lands, with their abominations, which you have filled it from end to end with their impurity.' So now, do not give your daughters to their sons, nor take their daughters for your sons, and never seek their peace for their prosperity, so that you may be strong and may eat the good things of the land, and leave it as an inheritance to your sons forever. And after everything that has come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great guilt, since you are our God, and have spared us by inflicting less than our wrongdoing deserves, and have given us such an escaped remnant as this, shall we again break your commandments and intermarry with the peoples who commit these abominations? Would you not be angry with us to the point of destruction until there would be no remnant, nor any who would escape? Lord God of Israel, you are righteous, for we have been left with an escaped remnant, as it is this day. Behold, we are before you in our guilt, for no one can stand before you because of this." Nehemiah, fasting and praying in chapter 1. Please, Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps the covenant and faithfulness for those who love him and keep his commandments, let your ear now be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant, which I am praying before you now, day and night, on behalf of the sons of Israel. Your servants confessing the sins of the son of Israel, which we have committed against you. I and my father's house have sinned. We have acted very corruptly against you, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the ordinances which you commanded your servant Moses. Remember, please, the word which you commanded your servant Moses, saying, 'If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the peoples. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though those of you who have been scattered were in the most remote part of the heavens, I will scatter them from there and bring them to the place where I have chosen to have my name dwell. They are your servants and your people, whom you redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand. Please, Lord, may your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and the prayer of your servants who delight to revere your name. And please make your servant successful today and grant him mercy before this man.'" Nehemiah then leads the people in prayer in chapter 9. "May your glorious name be blessed and exalted above all blessing and praise. You alone are the Lord. You have made the heavens, the heaven of heavens with all their lights, the earth and everything that is on it, the seas and everything that is in them. You give life to all of them, and your heavenly lights bow down before you. You are the Lord God who chose Abram and brought him out of Ur of the Chaldees and gave him a name, Abraham. You found his heart faithful before you and made a covenant with him to give him the land of the Canaanite, of the Hittite, of the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Jebusite, and the Girgashite, and to give to his descendants. And you have fulfilled your promise because you are righteous. You saw the affliction of our fathers in Egypt and heard their cry by the Red Sea. Then you performed signs and wonders against Pharaoh, against all his servants, and against all the people of his land, for you knew that they acted arrogantly toward them. And you made a name for yourself, as it is this day. You divided the sea before them, so they passed through the midst of the sea on dry ground, and you hurled their pursuers into the depths like a stone into raging waters. And with a pillar of cloud you led them by day, and with a pillar of fire by night, to light for them the way in which they should go. Then you came down from Mount Sinai and spoke with them from heaven, and you gave them just ordinances and true laws, good statutes and commandments. So you made known to them your holy Sabbath, and gave them commandments, statutes, and law through your servant Moses. You provided bread from heaven for them for their hunger, and you brought out water from a rock for their thirst. And you told them to enter in order to take possession of the land which you swore to give them. But they, our fathers, acted arrogantly. They became stubborn and would not listen to your commandments. They refused to listen and did not remember your wondrous deeds which you performed among them. So they became stubborn and appointed a leader to return to their slavery in Egypt. But you are a God of forgiveness, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. And you did not abandon them, even when they made for themselves a calf of cast metal and said, "This is your God who brought you up from Egypt," and committed great blasphemies. You, in your great compassion, did not abandon them in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud did not lead them by day to guide them on their way, nor the pillar of fire by night to light for them the way in which they should go. Instead, you gave your good spirit to instruct them. You did not withhold your manna from their mouth, and you gave them water for their thirst. Indeed, for 40 years you provided for them in the wilderness, and they were not lacking. Their clothes did not wear out, nor did their feet swell. You also gave them kingdoms and peoples and allotted them to them as a boundary. They took possession of the land of Sihon and the king of Heshbon and the land of Og, the king of Bashan, and you made their sons as numerous as the stars of heaven. And you brought them into the land which you had told their fathers to enter and possess. So their sons entered and took possession of the land. And you subdued before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and you handed them over to them, with their kings and the peoples of their land, to do with them as they desired, and you captured fortified cities and fertile land, and they took possession of the houses full of every good thing, carved out cisterns, vineyards, olive groves, and fruit trees in abundance. And so they ate and were filled, and put on fat, and lived luxuriously in your great goodness. But they became rebellious and revolted against you, and threw your law behind their backs, and killed your prophets who had admonished them in order to bring them back to you. And they committed great blasphemies. Therefore, you handed them over to their enemies who oppressed them. But when they cried out to you in the time of their distress, you heard from heaven, and according to your great compassion, you gave them people who saved them from the hand of their enemies. But as soon as they had rest, they did evil again before you. Therefore, you abandoned them to the hand of their enemies, so that they ruled over them. And when they cried out against you, you came and heard from heaven, and many times you rescued them according to your compassion, and admonished them in order to turn them back to your law. Yet they acted arrogantly and did not listen to your commandments, but sinned against your ordinances, which, if a person follows them, then he will live by them. And they turned a stubborn shoulder and a stiffened neck and would not listen. However, you remained patient for many years and admonished them by your spirit through your prophets, yet they would not listen. Therefore, you handed them over to the peoples of the lands. Nevertheless, in your great compassion, you did not make an end of them or abandon them, for you are a gracious and compassionate God. Now then, our God, the great and mighty and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and faithfulness, do not let the hardship seem insignificant before you, which has happened to us, our kings, our leaders, our priests, our prophets, our fathers, and to all your people, from the days of the kings of Assyria to this day. However, you are righteous in everything that has happened to us, for you have dealt faithfully, but we have acted wickedly. For our kings, our leaders, our priests, and our fathers have not kept your law or paid attention to your commandments and your admonitions with which you have admonished them. But they in their own kingdom, with your great goodness which you gave them, with the broad and rich land which you placed before them, did not serve you or turn from their evil deeds. Behold, we are slaves today. And as for the land which you gave to our fathers to eat its fruit and its bounty, behold, we are slaves on it. And its abundance produce is for the kings whom you have set over us because of our sins. And they also rule over our bodies and over our cattle as they please. So we are in great distress. After pronouncing woes upon everyone else for five chapters, the prophet Isaiah is ushered into the throne room of God and his presence and his holiness. This contrast impels him to reassess. Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. In chapter 64, he prays for mercy on behalf of the people. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, that the mountains would quake at your presence. As fire kindles brushwood, as fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things which we did not expect, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. For from the days of old they have not heard or perceived by ear, nor has the eye seen a God besides you, who acts in behalf of one who waits for him. You meet him who rejoices in doing righteousness, who remembers you in your ways. Behold, you were angry, for we sinned. We continued in our sin for a long time. Yet shall we be saved? For all of us who have become like one who is unclean, and all of our righteous deeds are like filthy garment, and all of us wither like a leaf, and our wrongdoings like wind take us away. There is no one who calls on your name, who stirs himself to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us, and have surrendered us to the power of our wrongdoings. But now, Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are the potter, and all of us are the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, Lord, nor remember wrongdoing forever. Behold, please look, all of us are your people. Your holy cities have become a wilderness. Zion has become a wilderness, Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy, beautiful house where our fathers praised you has been burned by fire, and all your precious things have become a ruin. Will you restrain yourself at these things, Lord? Will you keep silent and afflict us beyond measure? Daniel's Prayer of Confession in chapter 9. O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and faithfulness for those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned, we have done wrong, and acted wickedly and rebelled, even turning aside from your commandments and ordinances. Moreover, we have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our leaders, our fathers, and all the people of the land. Righteousness belongs to you, Lord, but to us an open shame, as it is this day to the men of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and all Israel, those who are nearby and those who are far away in all the countries to which you have driven them, because of their unfaithful deeds which they have committed against you. Open shame belongs to us, Lord, to our kings, our leaders, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong compassion and forgiveness, because we have rebelled against him, and we have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his teachings, which he set before us through his servants the prophets. Indeed, all Israel has violated your law and turned aside, not obeying your voice. So the curse has gushed forth on us, along with the oath which was written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. So he has confirmed his words, which he has spoken against us and against our rulers who ruled us, to bring on us great disaster. For under the entire heaven there has not been done anything like what has been done in Jerusalem. Just as it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not sought the favor of the Lord our God by turning from them our wrongdoing and giving attention to your truth. So the Lord has kept the disaster in store and brought it on us. For the Lord our God is righteous with respect to all his deeds, which he has done, which we have not obeyed his voice. And now, Lord our God, you who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and made a name for yourself as it is this day, we have sinned, we have been wicked. Lord, in accordance with all your righteous acts, let now your anger and your wrath turn away from your city Jerusalem, your holy mountain. For because of our sins and the wrongdoings of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people have become an object of taunting to all those around us. So now, our Lord, listen to the prayer of your servant and to his pleas. And for your sake, Lord, let your face shine on your desolate sanctuary. My God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city which is called by your name. For we are not presenting our pleas before you based on any merits of our own, but based on your great compassion. Lord, hear. Lord, forgive. Lord, listen and take action. For your own sake, my God, do not delay, because your city and your people are called by your name. And I will close with the prayer of Habakkuk, which I read at the end of Since You Ask, episodes 125 and 127, Revivals Part 1 and 2. Lord, I have heard the report about you, and I stand in awe. Lord, revive your work in our day, in our time, make it known.
Since You Ask is a production of Jim Barrier and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/ask.